Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, unfortunately, the crisis in Syria seems to be worsening. Civilians continue to suffer and die. How many people need assistance? More than 9 million deaths. One report puts the figure at 126,000. There seems to be more and more radical Islamists becoming involved in the conflict. The ISIS, or the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, is worrisome. One report puts a number of foreign fighters at 5,500. Meanwhile, the rebel groups that oppose the Assad regime are far from united. There is a conference set for January in Geneva, but will it actually happen? All the key participants may not attend. General Salim Idris of the Free Syrian Army has set preconditions on going. While the Syrian government and the leader of the Syrian National Coalition have agreed to go, they seem to be talking past each other. The government is not going to negotiate terms of their surrender. The Syrian National Coalition is interested in a transition to democracy, with Assad not being part of the future. More than just a little incongruity there. One cannot forget about the regional actors, namely Saudi Arabia and Iran. The Saudis want to get rid of Assad in the worst way. The Saudis are the dominant Sunni power in the region. The Iranians are the dominant Shiite power in the region. And the Iranians support the Assad government. So why not get the Saudis and the Iranians to Geneva and work out a more comprehensive agreement? The Iranians are certainly interested, but the Saudis want no part of an agreement that leaves Assad in power. But they also don't want Iran to build a nuclear weapon. What about Russia? They want to keep their naval facility in Syria, but, like the Saudis, do not want Iran with a nuclear weapon. And Turkey. The amount of refugees that have entered the country is tremendous. Maybe 600,000 are there. Maybe more than a million. It is in their interest for the fighting to stop, even though they would like to see Assad go. There are many people still in Syria who are essentially trapped by government forces, with little food or medical care. Yes, some can leave, but if you are a young man, you might get questioned by the government. Why are you leaving? To fight with the rebels? To put it mildly, the delivery of humanitarian aid is being negatively affected by the civil war. But it is not all bad news. Syria is in the process of getting rid of its chemical weapons, but there is still much work to be done in this complicated process. Is there a correlation between the length and intensity of a civil war and the reality of increased desperation and potential radicalization of the people affected? If there is, then Syria is becoming increasingly more dangerous. It's time for tough negotiations. Even though no one knows what they will look like now, there are deals that need to be made. The people of Syria have suffered enough. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party, and Liberal Values. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltrautman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.